Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.
Muli po, isang magandang araw sa bawat isa. Thank you so much for joining us today once again dito sa ICS Church. The title for today's message is Living in Two Worlds. Ito po ay first week sa ating MECQ sa Metro Manila. Meron pa po ba sa inyong bumabiyahe ngayon in different zones mula sa GCQ, bumabiyahe sa MECQ, or from MECQ, bumabaya, yan na. Na nakatang twist na, no? Bumabiyahe sa GCQ zones dito sa Pilipinas because of work. Meron po ba? If that's you, comment below or press the like button kung kayo po yun. Balik trabaho na this past week. There are so many zones. Minsan nakakalito na nga eh. Ang pinakababorito kong zone, yung BBQ. Yun. Favorite zone ko yun. Kung meron lang isang lugar na ganun, Sutukil, down in Cebu. Yun ang the best. Pero yun nga, iba-ibang zones ngayon. Minsan nakakalito na nga. And some of us are probably living in more than one zone kung kayo po ay bumabiyahe for work, especially this past week. Yung nakaraang linggo, there was a funeral held for Ravi Zacarias. If you don't know who he is, siya po ay isang evangelist. In fact, he has come frequently to the Philippines to conduct trainings, and he would teach here as well. And he passed away just a few weeks ago. At doon po sa kanyang funeral service, nabanggit nung isang host doon na whenever Ravi would travel to different parts of the world, yung relo niya, palaging merong dalawang time zones. Yung first time zone is the time zone of his home, kung saan nandun ang asawa niya, pamilya niya, ang mga apo. And the other part of the clock is the time zone where he would be ministering or preaching in. So wherever he would go, palaging present siya, you know, in his mind, where he is at home and where he needs to be to effectively minister. Pero pagkatapos siya mag-minister, agad-agad umuwi na siya, and he knows where he wants to be. There's always a call for him to return home. Ngayon po, ano, sa mga panahon kagaya nito, no, there are actually multiple time zones that we can live in. Sa Pilipinas, isa lang ang time zone natin. Pero kung kayo po ay mahilig bumiyahe, and those of us who've traveled to different countries, just a few hours away from us, whether it is towards the east or the west, magbabago na ang time zones. Did you know that you can actually live in two time zones at once? I mean, Ravi, in his mind, ganun ang ginagawa niya. Every time he would look at his watch, he would know what time it is, where his loved ones are, and what time it is where he is. So in a sense, no, yung awareness ay nandoon. At ngayon po, because of the internet, we can actually, right now, we are streaming not just in two time zones, but in multiple time zones all at once. Multiple time zones na po tayo ngayon nag-i-stream. And that's really interesting in this day and age, that you could be in one place, pero pwede kang makita, mapakinggan, makausap ng kaibigan mo, loved one mo, who may be on the other side of the planet, and you are living in two totally different time zones. In a way, ganun po ang kalagayan natin. The moment we became followers of Jesus Christ, alam niyo po ba ang nangyari? Nung binago tayo ng Panginoong Jesus mula sa loob, no, sa buhay spiritual, we ended up becoming a citizen of heaven. Na kahit pinanganak po tayo dito sa earth, dito sa mundong ito, tayo po ay naging bahagi na. We have now become sons and daughters of God, and we have become citizens of the kingdom of God. And ultimately, that is our home. That is our citizenship. That is where we belong. At eto pong earth ngayon, where we are living right now, temporary lang to. We are just passing through this world. So this is a tension. Tension po ito sa ating pamumuhay ngayon. Kasi alam natin kung sino ang Panginoong Jesus, right? We know that He's the Savior. He saved us. We know that miracles are possible. We know that healing can come and take place. Pero at the same time, sa mundo po natin ngayon, nakikita pa rin natin, merong mga nagkakasakit. Ito na nga, di ba? May pandemic ngayon sa mundo, at meron pa rin tayo mga kaibigan, loved ones na namamatay. right? In the kingdom of God, right? In heaven, there is no death. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no pain. Pero hindi pa fully nandito yung bagay niyon. Yung tinatawag ng mga scholars, yung tension, the now and the not yet. And alam nyo kagandahan nito, Jesus understood this. Jesus understood this. Ngayon po, kung kayo po ay Kristiyano, this is what we're gonna talk about. If you're not a Christian, just listen in. Okay? Don't change this right now. Pero find out, what is this all about? Living in two worlds. Ito yung actually what we're doing right now. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you are now living in two worlds. One part is in this world, and the other is living for the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of God. So, paano ba natin dapat gawin yun? Here's the big idea for today. To live well in the tension, we need to know whose we are. Right? To live well in the tension, we need to know whose we are. Ano ba yung tension? Parang spring yan eh. Diba? Nagkakahilaan na sa gitna, and that's where we are right now. There is a tension, right? In the world, but at the same time, kingdom of God, or not of the world. Jesus understood this. Jesus knew this. Kaya po, nung bago pa lang siya umalis, when Jesus was on earth, at bago siya ma-crucify, bago siya mag-ascend sa heaven, meron siyang ginawang pagtitipon sa kanyang mga disciples. And in this gathering in the upper room, John, isa po sa mga disciples niya, was able to record down yung discourse, yung conversation, pati yung mga final teachings ni Jesus kasama ang mga disciples. This was a very intimate setting. They were together in the upper room and they just had the Last Supper, kagaya pong ginawa natin ngayon. They observed communion, although hindi ganun ang tawag sa kanya before. And, you know, they broke bread, they shared wine, and Jesus began to share to them, alam nyo, malapit na akong mawala sa mundong ito. And he continued to encourage them and build them up. And one of the longest prayers, which was a very pastoral prayer that Jesus prayed, is recorded by John in John chapter 17. Alam nyo po ba na pinalangin tayo ng Panginoong Jesus? Jesus prayed for us. Na kahit hindi pa po tayo sinisilang here in the 21st century, Jesus already had us in mind and He prayed for us. Yan, sabi mo sa katabi mo, na mananampalataya, Jesus prayed for you. Grabe, no? Hindi pa natin siya nakikilala, hindi pa tayo sinisilang. But God, Jesus, already knew us and had lifted us up to the Lord. Jesus understood yung tension na haharapin ng mga disciples. Kasi yun na nga, mawawala na siya physically. So He began to pray for them. In John 17, He poured out, you know, a passionate prayer, anguish prayer towards God on behalf of His disciples. And He said, Lord, preserve them. They belong to Me. But now because they put their faith in Me, they also now belong to You. And part of this prayer, you know, nilapit niya. Binanggit niya yung tension nga. Ito, yung bagay na haharapin ng mga disciples. And he began to lift it up to the Lord. Yun po ang pag-uusapan natin. Let's find out what Jesus said about the tension that the disciples then and in the future, that's us right now, we're going to face. At ano ba dapat ang maging response natin at dapat gawin natin to live well, you know, between the now and not yet. Here in verse 14 of John 17, sabi ni Jesus in this prayer, I have given them Your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world just as I do not belong to the world. Ayun na po. Yeah, sinabi niya, you know, I've given them Your word. He's talking to the Heavenly Father in this prayer. The world hates them. The world hates them because they don't belong to this world. Now, when Jesus talks about the world, He's talking about the world system. Right? Hindi sinasabi yung mga tao because Jesus came, right, to save the lost people in this world. So He's talking about the system of the world, the sinlessness of this world, the unholiness of the world. Ang sinasabi niya, they hate them because of this. Siguro narinig na natin yung statement na in the world but not of the world. Yan. Diba? And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about here. Kung tayo po ay nag-surrender na sa Panginoong Jesus, Just like he said to Nicodemus sa kanilang pag-uusap sa John chapter 3, you have now been born again. You have been spiritually renewed. You are new from the inside out. You no longer belong to this world. You are now a citizen of heaven and you are co-heirs with Christ. This is all about living in the tension. It's the now and not yet. Now and not yet. The kingdom of God is here, Jesus has said, pero hindi pa siya fully arrived. Diba? Kasi andun pa rin nga. The existence of sin and evil that we see in the world today is still prevalent. And so Jesus is saying, this is the situation na haharapin ng aking mga disciples. They will be hated. In fact, they were already being hated. Kahit hindi pa nawawala si Jesus simply because they followed Christ. And the world, they don't belong to this world. They don't belong to this world. He continues on. He says to his heavenly Father, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. How many of you have been wanting, itong nakaraang ilang buwan na, Lord Jesus, bumalik ka na. I mean, if you're a Christian, those of us who believe in the coming of Christ again, so that we could be with Him for eternity, yun nga, for the kingdom to fully come, I'm sure many of us, especially those who have been going through difficulty, nagkaroon ng ganung desire. I mean, I would be lying to you if I said na I wish Jesus would have already come kasi there's so much suffering and I wish many would be relieved from that. Pero sabi ni Jesus dito sa statement na to, I'm actually not asking you to take them out, Father. Okay, He saved them from the world, pero ngayon, yung prayer niya, sabi niya, huwag mo sila tanggalin sa mundo. Pero ang hiling ko, naprotektahan mo sila mula sa evil one. David Guzik, another pastor, says this, Jesus didn't pray that we would be taken out of the battle, but that we would be strengthened and protected in it. That's his interpretation of this passage right here. Yun ang pinanalangin ng Panginoong Jesus. So He saves us, but then He tells the Father, don't take them out. Don't take them out. I mean, I wish, diba, the moment we got saved, na nandun na tayo. Pero may ibang layunin ang Panginoong Jesus kung bakit naririto pa rin po tayo. He has a purpose kung bakit nandito pa rin tayo hanggang ngayon. He says, he continues in verse 16, they do not belong to this world any more than I do. Because they now belong to me, right? They're citizens of heaven. That's where I want them to be, but I'm asking you not to take them out of the world yet. Verse 17 says, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your truth, your word, which is truth. Now, again, how are we made holy? Well, here in John, at the very beginning of John, remember what John said, sabi niya dito, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word that is used there is Logos, which is the living Word that is Jesus Christ. He is the living Word of God. We are made holy today by the truth of the Word, and it's not just the written Word. This includes the living Word, the Logos, which is Jesus, and the written Word, which is the Holy Scriptures that we have today. This is what enables us to live holy lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Sabi ni Jesus, ikaw na mismo, diba? They have been saved, and now I'm asking you to preserve them. At paano sila mape-preserve? Paano mananatili ang bawat isa sa atin na maging banal sa ating araw-araw na pumumuhay? Jesus said, you know what's going to happen? My presence is going to go with them, and my word will guide them. Now, it's not easy to live in a world that is filled with sin and evil and not be tainted by it. It's not easy. But it is possible. Posible po. Why? Because Jesus did this. Right? He was in the world, but He was not of it. Jesus was able to maintain moral purity. Right? He was never tainted by the world's character or the world's ways. No, He was able to maintain moral purity, character, purity, na preserve niya yung mga bagay niya, pati yung office niya, you know, which is the Son of God, na preserve, hindi na taint ng system of the world or sin and evil in this world. And in the same way, in this prayer, Jesus is praying that prayer for us. And it is possible How? Through the presence of the Holy Spirit and through the abiding presence of the Holy Scripture as we follow the Scriptures daily in our life. No, minsan, kadalasan, ganun na nangyari. Nasubukan niyo na po ba yun? Pag kubuha ka ng tabo, punuin mo ng tubig yan, ilagay mo dun sa balde, no, na puno rin ng tubig. Habang yung tabo na yun ay lumulutang dun sa balde, ang gaan-gaan niya. Diba? Ang gaan-gaan. Pero the moment you lift up yung tabo na yun, sa labas ng balde, biglang bumibigat. Bumibigat. And that's how it is. You know, whenever we allow ourselves to be saturated by the world's systems, sin becomes heavy. Pero alam mo, kung ikaw ay namumuhay sa kasalanan at hindi mo pa naranasan ang kabanalan na nagbumula sa Panginoong Jesus, hindi mo actually mapapansin yung kabigatan ng kasalanan. Hindi mo mapapansin, baka hindi mo mga ina-acknowledge na kasalanan yun eh. Hindi mo, wala kang malay na kasalanan yung ginagawa mo, binibigkas mo, iniisip mo. Bakit? Kasi yun eh, punong-puno ka. No, nasa environment ka, nasa yung mundong pinagkikilusan mo ay puno ng kasalanan. But when you encounter Jesus, His holiness, His righteousness, and you turn towards Him in faith, dun ang nangyayari, parang yung tabong puno ng tubig, tinaas mo mula sa balding puno rin ng tubig, and then you begin to feel the heaviness of sin around you. Dun mo lang marirealize, grabe, ganun pala katindi yung evil and yung sin in the world today. And Jesus is saying and praying right here, Lord, this is what I'm praying for them for. Na ma-preserve sila dito sa kasamaan, dito sa mundo, sa sanlibutan. And this is only made possible because of Jesus. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit and through the guidance of His Word in the Scriptures. And so we need to learn to follow this. Kasi si Jesus na mismo nanalangin para sa atin eh. Pero kailangan ipamuhay din natin itong mga bagay na ito. In verse 18, sabi niya, hindi pa rin nagtatapos doon ang aking panalangin. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. So Jesus saves us through His life, right? By dying on the cross, when we put our faith in Him, we are born again from the inside out. Pero aside from saving us from the world, He also keeps us in the world. And then here, finally, in this prayer, He sends us to the world as well. Bakit? Kasi meron pa rin layunin ng Panginoon para sa mundo. He has still a purpose for us kung bakit naririto pa rin po tayo, especially those of us who have put our faith in Him. As long as there is an opportunity for somebody na hindi pa nakakilala sa Panginoong Jesus, God would want His word and His message to go out from us to reach them. Diba sabi nga ni Peter, it is my desire that none would perish, na walang mamatay, but all would come to repentance in the kingdom of God. And so we need to understand that this is why we are still here. I am here, you are here, tayo pong mga mananampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus, because God wants us to be where we are. And sometimes, no, ang hirap nun, di ba? Yung tension na yan, ang hirap pamuhay. Kung hindi natin mauunawaan na, sandali, ito pala yung purpose ng Panginoon. Kung bakit narito pa rin ako, yes. Magkakaroon po tayo ng tug of war, ika nga. If we don't know whose we are, sa mundo ka ba? O sa Panginoong Jesus ka ba? We need to determine that once and for all. Because if we don't, tayo pong mahihirapan mismo. You know, there were so many children today, naging resulta po ng paghihiwalay ng magulang. Whether it's through divorce or separation, ang hirap-hirap po nun para sa mga bata. Because, of course, these children, if they both have loving parents, pero hindi lang sila magkasundo bilang mag-asawa, their allegiance is to their mother and to their father, pero dahil hiwalay na sila, pati sila, no? Natotorn. Ang malungkot po niyan, minsan, yung mga magkakahiwalay na mag-asawa, ginagawang pawn yung mga anak nila. And because of this, they don't know, do I show my allegiance to my dad or to my mom? And sometimes, if we don't decide in the way that we walk, the way that we live our life, nagiging ganun po ang kalagayan natin sa buhay spiritual. If we haven't fully embraced Jesus as Savior and Lord and Master of our life, alam niyo po, mahihirapan tayo sa araw-araw nating pamumuhay. Whenever we're faced with the world system, evil, sin, temptation, instead of clinging to Jesus and saying, you know, I belong to the heaven, I belong to the kingdom of God, I don't have anything to do with that anymore, magiging madali. Pero kung hindi pa po natin nadidesisyonan sa ating isip, we're gonna be like James, you know, sinabi ni James sa kanyang sinulat, we're like double-minded individuals, so we cannot decide. We look at the perfect commandments and the law, but then we easily forget it. We have to decide today. If we belong to Jesus, then let's follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Otherwise, mahihirapan po tayo sa araw-araw natin pamumuhay. Jesus has made all things possible for us to live victorious Christian lives. He started by praying for us, and He continues to pray for us today. When Jesus ascended into heaven, He sat on the right-hand throne of God, interceding for us. He continues to intercede for us today sa lahat ng ating mga hinaharap. And He sent His Holy Spirit, pinag-usapan natin yung last Sunday, to empower us so that we could thrive and flourish in this season, but at the same time, He also sends us to the world. He saves us from the world. He keeps us in the world. He's the one who sustains us, but He's also the one who sends us. Kasi meron pa rin po tayong layunin, may purpose tayo, may command na dapat gawin to preach the gospel to all nations. This is a tension na patuloy po nating magiging pamumuhay hanggang bumalik muli ang Panginoong Jesus. The beauty about this, living in this tension, is that Jesus is with us. In one of His teachings, He says, you know, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and you let my words remain in you, ask whatever you will, and it will be done to you. We need to remain in Christ. And we need to be determined that, hey, clear para sa akin. I'm in this world, but you know what? I'm not of this world because I belong to Jesus. I follow Jesus. At kahit minsan, darating yung pagsubok, yung trials, yung troubles, yung kahirapan, to test me, mananatili akong tapat sa Panginoong Jesus. We need to resolve today whose we belong to. That is how we're able to manage to live well in the tension, by knowing whose we are and deciding, I belong to Jesus and I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to obey Jesus. I'm going to do everything that Jesus commanded me to do because all of His promises are for me as well. Sa pananatili po nating pamumuhay sang-ayon sa kanyang kalooban, if that's clear for us that we belong to Jesus and not of this world, it doesn't matter what the world throws at us. Just like that tabo, ano? Na itinaas. We will be sustained. In the midst of the difficulties, ang magbabago yung environment natin. We say, Lord, I want to be saturated by Your presence. I want to abide in the vine. And when we abide in the vine, kung ano yung dumadaloy mula sa Panginoong Jesus ay dadaloy din sa atin. At yun ang magbibigay ng punong pamumuhay, no, abundant life. The Spirit of God will continue to flow through our life. What a joy that would be when we are able to live that kind of life. You may be here right now, and that may be you. Sabi mo, alam mo, ako yun actually, hindi pa ako decided, kaya nalilito ko. Kaya minsan, pag gumaharap ako sa pagsubok, gumaharap ako sa temptasyon, kung ano-ano pumapasok sa isipan ko, hindi ako nakapag-decide kaagad. It's because I haven't decided whose I belong to. Kaninong pag-aari ba ako? You either belong to the world, belong to the devil, or you belong to God. I choose God because He has already won. And the life in Him is one that is always full and abundant, full of joy. Ini-encourage kita to choose Him today. Piliin mo siya. Kapatid, His plans for you are good. It's not to harm you, to give you hope, to give you an awesome future. Yun ang pangako niya sa bawat isang mananampalataya.
sa Kanya. If that's you today, all you need to do is to turn His direction and say, Lord God, come. Forgive me of my sin. Be my master. I choose you as you have also chosen me. And if you're a believer, you're a Christian, you're just going through difficulty right now, shake it off, kapatid. Maybe that's all you need to do. Just shake it off and remind yourself whose you are. Whose you are. Remember what Jesus says about those that belong to Him. We are the apple of His eye. He is for us. He's never against us. So we can trust Him today. Samahan niyo po ako sa isang panalangin at this time. Let's come to Him together. Panginoon Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa inyong pag-ibig sa amin. Nagpapasalamat kami, O Diyos, dahil nung naparito ka, Panginoong Jesus, pinakita mo sa amin na maari palang mamuhay ng isang buhay na matagumpay, malaya sa kasalanan, malaya sa kamunduhan, malaya, O Diyos, sa tukso na makasira sa aming buhay. Lord, lumalapit kami muli sa iyo at hinihiling namin, Panginoon, na patawarin mo kami na sa aming mga kasalanan. Kung meron man kami mga nagawa na hindi kaaya-aya sa iyo, forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us. As you promised, Lord, you will forgive us of all our sins. Simula ngayon, Panginoon, maghari ka, manguna ka bilang Savior, Master, and Lord ng aming buhay. Tinatanggap ka namin. Panginoon, iba sa amin, O Diyos, ay nagsastruggle ngayon dahil hindi kami desidido kung kanino ba talaga. Susundin ba namin yung commands mo or yung sarili naming plano, sarili naming naiisip, sarili naming pakiramdam. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na matuloy na manalig sa'yo. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight or by feelings na maari kaming linlangin. But to trust in you, as you promised, Panginoon, you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. Kaya patuloy kaming mananatiling nakakapit sa iyo, O Diyos. Ipaalala mo sa amin, Panginoon, sa mga panahon kung saan maghihina ang aming pananampalataya, palakasin mo ang aming loob, O Diyos, na manatiling tapat at tunay sa iyo. Kagaya po ng ginawa para sa amin. And we know, Lord God, as we do that, we will experience the victory and the triumph that you give us through whatever trouble or difficulty that we go through. Kahit sa babago-bagong panahon, O Diyos, mararanasan namin ang iyong katapatan sa aming buhay. Salamat, O Diyos. If you pray that prayer today and you're saying, Pastor Chad, you know, I want to know more. Gusto ko pang malaman, maunawaan kung paano mabuhay na matagumpay. Would you send us a message dito po sa Facebook? Let us know. And all we want to do is to encourage you so that you can be a disciple and learn how to grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ today.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.